Here on Mars. Stay with us.
Stardate is made possible through funding by the undergraduate students at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. It can be heard every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 p.m. on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate November 28th. On today's date in the year 1659, a man with a relatively new invention, a telescope, peered at the planet Mars. Christian Huygens was the first to see dark markings on the disk of that planet. He sketched the world's first known Martian surface feature, a great dark triangle today called Syrtis Major. In our lifetimes, this oldest known feature in the Martian terrain was seen in detail in spacecraft photographs. Mariner 9 showed Syrtis Major to be a large wind-streaked plain surrounded by fields of impact craters from an ancient bombardment of meteors. Mariner 9 data was used to prepare maps of Mars in the early 1970s. There, this Martian feature was officially dubbed Syrtis Major Planitia, the word planitia denoting a low-level plain. Syrtis Major was thought to be an impact crater itself, like its neighboring features on all sides, but filled in with lava. Recently, new data from Earth-based radar studies revealed even more detail. Instead of being a low-level plain, Syrtis Major now appears to be a high plain. The scientists conducting the radar studies think the official name for Syrtis Major should be changed from planitia, or low plain, to Syrtis Major Planum, or high plain. The new Syrtis Major is seen not as an impact crater, but as a region of ancient volcanoes. It's one of many places we're getting to know on Mars, a preview of what to expect when we walk on the surface ourselves. Stardate is written by Deborah Bird and produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block. I'll be just standing around and you're sick of me out of nowhere.
It doesn't work, guys.
Saturday night, Sunday morning you don't look right. You've been out on the back of the town. Oh, babe, you've been slipping around. Oh.
that came to a rapid ending, didn't it? Yes, I guess it did.
It most certainly did.
That's Honeysuckle Rose we heard from Jimmy Noon's quartet on a Folkways release. We got in not all that long ago. And, let me just run over the stuff that we did play. We started at the top with Bruce Coburn off the Inner City Front LP. We heard Wanna Go Walkin'. Kind of sounded a little bit like, just my own personal opinion, he sounded a little bit like Springsteen in that tune.
Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
I see.
By Bruce Coburn.
Did you happen to mention again that you went to see Bruce Coburn?
No, I didn't mention that.
Oh.
I didn't mention that just now.
Because you mentioned it last night, I know, and...
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I know you like to mention things twice sometimes.
Well, I guess I don't have to now that, now that you mentioned that I had seen Bruce Coburn.
Ah, but this is my first time.
Yeah, but I don't have to mention it because,
You're talking about it now, aren't you?
No, but I'm not mentioning it, though. You're the one who brought it up.
You're the one who carried it through.
That's true. I did see him. I guess I should carry it through to its natural climax here. Saw him Sunday night. Had great seats right up in front of the stage there. And
yeah, you said he spat on you, in fact.
At one point he did.
That's my definition of a good seat, when somebody can spit on you.
Yeah.
Personally, I've always wanted to be spat upon by Bruce Springsteen and Elvis Costello, among others.
Well,
it's my lifelong ambition to be spat upon by the entire band of The Clash or Squeeze or something like that.
Or, well, would you settle for Sweat at least?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick once threw a pick at me, missed, hit the guy next to me.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Guitar pick, that is.
Yeah, I was thinking of a toothpick.
No, they don't have toothpicks anymore. They outlawed them.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yes, then right after Bruce Coburn, we heard from the Chipmunks. Here comes Santa Claus. You know, we'll get back to that in just a sec. Then from
he is coming.
Yes, I know. Then we did hear from the Country Gentlemen from their River Bottom LP. We heard Side 2, Cut 6, Honey Don't. And then Jimmy Noon's Quartet.
We heard a lot of stuff.
Well, the reason I played the Christmas thing is because, well, you know, as much as I love summer... Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Certainly.
Thank you. As much as I love summertime and spending countless hours on the beach and soaking up all that sun, I really kind of like apple cider and eggnog. That's the only parts I like about wintertime. That's really just about it.
Why don't people have it in the summertime?
I don't know. I never really wonder. Well,
it's not like having hot chocolate in the summer. You can still have that. It's not really a winter type thing.
Well,
it doesn't have to be.
That many people do, but I kind of never, you know, had seen apple cider nor eggnog in the summertime. In fact, I was under the impression that apple cider is not in season in the summertime, so if, in fact, you did have it, it would be rather stale.
Oh, that is a good reason.
Yeah.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving in any event?
Oh, yes, my Thanksgiving? Good.
Yeah.
Had apple cider and eggnog.
Oh.
Actually, I didn't have any apple cider. I did have eggnog, though, which reminded me that that's one of the nicest parts of winter for me, eggnog and apple cider.
Well, it's not winter yet, so I had neither. But I did have some wine. That was pretty nice.
Did you have turkey?
Yes. In fact, I do remember a turkey. Yeah, we did have one.
Yeah, that's true. I had a turkey.
A big
too.
One, too.
A big one.
I don't know how it walked in those little feet.
I think they chop the feet off before you get it, don't they?
Oh, you mean that the drumsticks would actually be longer?
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought. I guess they do that, because it would be impossible for them to walk like that.
Unless your turkey's walking around on stubs.
It's possible.
Or sitting in a wheelchair or something.
Possible. Anything's possible.
Yes. That's good. I had a fairly nice Thanksgiving dinner.
Did you have a large family gathering?
Sort of. So I went over to an adopted family of mine.
Oh!
Yeah. So I had a real nice time.
I like this time of year. I like the time of year when the leaves are falling down. You can walk through the streets and sort of kick them over
kind
to
of
the
just,
side.
Yeah, just shuffle through the leaves.
Especially when they're wet, like wet cornflakes or something. It's nice. It really is.
Yeah.
And the thing about this part of the country is that it's one of the few parts where the leaves turn in such a majestic way.
They really did this year, didn't they?
They certainly did, and they still are doing it, too.
I was really impressed.
In other parts of the country, you don't see that much. You just see maybe one type of tree, if any type of tree at all. The Great Plains, you don't see that kind of thing. It's the northeast part of the United States where you see all these fabulous colors, especially New York State, I think, and
yes.
New England.
The New England area is famous for its fall foliage.
We take it all for granted a lot of times.
Yes, we do, and it's really a shame, because here we are living in a land of plenty, and
we certainly do have a lot.
That's true.
I was out the other night, and I was walking through the street, and it was very cold outside. It was below zero on the Celsius scale, certainly.
Ooh.
And it was very low on the Fahrenheit scale too, but despite the fact that it was cold and it was windy, just looking up in the sky and seeing the stars that were so clear and bright, it did something for you.
It did it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's real.
I like winter. I'm not one of these people who would go down to Florida to escape it.
Some people we could mention.
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah, Frank Burgett is down there right now, in fact, our chief engineer. But I want to go north for winter. I want to know the true meaning of winter.
Do you? Where would you go? To Reykjavik, Iceland or something?
Possibly. I could drop in on the zoo there. But no, I was thinking more of something like Winnipeg, Edmonton, one of those Midwestern Canadian cities where they know what winter means, and it's nothing like what we get here.
That's true.
That's
what would you do?
Winter.
What would you do? Drive your Winnebago to Winnipeg?
That's the only problem, getting there.
Yeah.
Once I'm there, though, I don't think I'll have any problem.
That's true. There's plenty of good Canadian cold cities.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Just the sound of it, Edmonton, that's a cold name.
Yeah, it's nothing like San Paulo or however they
Now, you know, that's a hot name.
Yes, you really do know.
New York, what kind of a name is that? That's kind of a dirty name.
It has that connotation, doesn't it, Ed?
Certainly does.
Ed? Ed Koch.
Oh.
That's not in the studio. That reminds me. We didn't introduce ourselves again, as usual.
Oh, well, what do you expect?
That's true.
I'm Eric Corley.
Mike Juhas here.
The voice of Long Island.
Yeah, we're invading your weekend as we do step on it every Friday night, Saturday morning. Although today doesn't feel like Friday, of course.
No, it doesn't, because we've had a couple of days off from whatever it is we do.
Yeah.
I've had some days off from school, you've had some days off from work, right?
That's true.
But, you know, anyone who goes to school, this time of year is what you might refer to as the uh-oh time.
Uh-oh.
The time when you realize, hey, what have I been doing all this time? I better start getting my stuff together, you know?
Yeah.
Because, well, I got finals or midterms or something coming up soon, papers due before Christmas and that type of thing, and I haven't started it yet.
Well, you always wait till the last moment anyway, don't you?
Oh, I do. I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I can polish things off the last possible second, even beyond that a few times.
Yeah.
But it creates a lot of anxiety, and almost always, as far back as I can remember anyway, my Thanksgiving holiday has been ruined by this sense of dread.
Ooh.
And not a nice sense of dread either. It's a very anxious time of life.
Uh-huh.
Because something is coming up when you get back to school after the Thanksgiving holiday, something unpleasant. Either a big 5-page paper is due, or you have this test in microbiology or some crazy thing like that.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to go through with it. You want to do something else.
That's true.
As long as I can remember, I've never been able to do something else. By the time summer comes around, I have to
go to work.
Figure out a way to make money so I can go back and do the same thing that I didn't want to do over the year.
Huh.
It's a dilemma, you know. It's awful.
This year you drove limousines.
This year I drove limousines. And I saw one of them today, too, for about the first time since I left.
Did it have a USB bumper sticker on it?
No, it didn't. A few of them do, but this one didn't. They either peeled it off or I never got to that
Like
one.
Number 901 you mentioned.
We shouldn't mention numbers.
Well, we're 90.1, no?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it.
Very interesting.
Well,
and it's funny, just as you said that, the electronic timer in here passed by the numbers 1901.
Oh,
so there's a 901 there, too. Maybe something's going around. What's the temperature, maybe, then?
8.
Oh, well, so much for that. Oh, 9 minus 1. You could sort of substitute the minus for the 0, and you get 8.
That's true. And we could take the Fahrenheit conversion, which is 46,
uh-huh.
and add it together and subtract 1, and get 9.
Well, there you go.
Things you can do with numbers, don't you think? We do have the Bob Newbrain show coming up shortly, don't we?
Yes, we're looking forward to that tremendously. I think it's going to be a little bit late. It's supposed to be on at 12:30, but it will be on very shortly after that. It's a great production. The folks here have worked so hard on it.
That's true. They're probably still working on it.
I think so. I know them. Busy people in the back. Yeah, they're still working on it. It's going to be a really funny program. I heard some of the things they were doing before. They had some sort of wild animal in here. It's really great. You're going to love it.
Yeah, they had an emu in here.
Who?
An emu.
What's that?
That's a wild animal. Yeah,
emu. In what language?
I thought it was Indian.
Oh.
But I'm...
Where do you come off coming in here speaking Indian?
Well, I don't know. Thanksgiving, the Indians did then, did they not? The first Thanksgiving? When the Mayflower settled? At Plymouth?
Sounds like a Thanksgiving presentation.
No, it's just about... Thanksgiving's over. We got to look forward to Christmas now. And Hanukkah.
We'll look over our shoulders at it.
Yeah.
As we're running from it.
Well, what you say we get into some Donny Iris?
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a request to play some Barry White at 78 RPM.
The end of the rainbow trail. It's a little ranch on a grassy plain at the end of the rainbow trail,
where the love light glows in your sweetheart's eyes when you sing a cowboy lullaby as you ride on home in the pale moonlight at the end of the rainbow trail. Oh-lay, oh-loo, oh-lay, oh-lay, oh-loo, oh-lay.
At the end of the rainbow trail, when the work's all done and it's time for play at the end of the rainbow trail,
and your sweetheart smiles, for she's the one that you embrace beneath the setting sun. Oh, a cowboy's work is never done at the end of the rainbow trail.
At the end of the rainbow trail.
Fairly long set. I guess we should kind of run over the stuff that we played. That was Joan Armour Trading off her new album, Walk Under Ladders. Song called At the Hop. Just before that, we heard a Dixieland Jazz Classic. And what we have here is a recording. It's a collection of stuff. And, if I can just determine what we heard. We heard Mobile Blues by the Bucktown Five, which was recorded in the 20s or late teens or something like that. And we started just before that, actually. We didn't really start with them. From a band called Charlie. They have an album out called Good Morning America. A song called I Can't Get Over You. And before that, Riders in the Sky. We heard At the End of the Rainbow Trail. And we had a request for Barry White, speeded up to 78 RPM. And what we did here was Oh, What a Night for Dancing. Before that, the Polecats from the Polecats Are Go album. We heard Marie Celeste. I believe that's what we heard. And Lorraine Lee, Roger Nicholson with Gene Ritchie, Rick Lee, and Jake Walton from an album called The Exaltation of Dulcimers. We heard Carl Ann's Concerto. And we started off that entire set with Donnie Iris from King Cool. We heard Love is Like a Rock. No, we didn't either. We heard King Cool. That's what we heard. Something like that. I wasn't sure. I'm pretty sure that's what we heard. In any event, we've got that Bob Newbrain show coming up shortly. But in the meantime, here's a fellow by the name of Alan Stivell. And I'm going to play a song for you that translated into English means the apple tree. Don't go away, you're at 90.1 FM WUSB in Stony Brook, New York.
Gone on, paper, gone on, vraiment, ton triste. Gone on. Quid ear when a wallow a blam on no pigeist? Quid ear when a wallow a blam on no pigeist? And nose as glau a gaw and a craze me dwin go low. Thank you.
a guy named Alan Civil with a song that translated means the apple tree. Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay. So, actually, let me just turn this thing off.
Well, it was good stuff while it lasted.
Yeah, it was. How come you're only in one ear?
Because I feel like only being in one ear. Isn't that a good reason?
Okay, so I guess you want me to be in the other ear.
No, you don't have to be all that cute about it, you know, it's no real point.
Because if I was, I'd have to turn this knob down and then you wouldn't be able to come through. Like that.
That's not very nice.
No.
In fact, that's curtailing my freedom of speech, which... In fact, I think I will push you for that. What do you think of that?
Very interesting. I think I'll join you on that side. No, I'm on this side. No, I'm on that side, too.
You're on the same side as me, I think.
That's true. All I hear is just a lot of noise on the other side.
Now I've taken over both sides.
Okay, so am I. That's good.
Back to normal.
Yeah.
No, yeah, close to it as will of again.
That's very true. Alrighty, so your thing with the Bob Newbrain thing will be coming up real shortly, no?
Yes, it's a very special presentation, and we're very fortunate to get it. We'll only have it once, I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just very happy that we're able to air it for you at this time. It should be coming up in about...
3 or 4 or 5 minutes.
I'd say closer to about 3 minutes, or as soon as we want to put it on.
Well,
the Bob Newbrain show, an exclusive feature of...
Radio Free Long Island and...
The Voice of Long Island.
Yes. Yeah, we come your way against everybody's better judgment. we come your way.
Go away.
That must be the people whose judgment we are working against.
Maybe it's Bob Zeiser coming in 2 hours early.
That could be, too. 2 hours and 7 minutes, no less.
Yeah.
It's 12:53 a.m., 8 degrees in Stony Brook.
We are still accepting bids for the album side of the week. We do at 2 a.m.
Yeah,
we've had several suggestions already.
Good.
Some good ones, I might add. But we still want to hear more.
Right. So the telephone number here, which we haven't given out at all this morning, is not going to be given out now either.
Why not?
Okay. 516-246-7901.
That's 516-246-7901.
Now, if they could hear us, that stuff in the background, what is that, heavy construction or something?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
All sorts of crazy things going on. They're still out there. We better let them in.
That sounds like Uncle Jonathan knocking at the door there.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't want to see him again.
I'd know his knock anywheres. In any event, feel free to call us up while this next tune is playing. It's by a fellow named Rodney Lay. How's that sound to you?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, Radio Free Long Island is pleased and proud to present the first episode of the Bob Newbrain Show.
I'm sure there's a very good reason why you brought that seal into our bedroom.
Yes, Emily, there is a good reason. You're not going to believe this, but...
Well, who could that be at this hour?
I don't know. Hello? What's that? No, this is not the Chinese embassy. No, I'm not kidding.
We interrupt this episode of the Bob Newbrain Show to bring you a late-breaking news item from NBC News. Here now is Ted Copper at our desk in Washington.
Just moments ago, the long-awaited vote on the controversial Ajax communications satellite took place in the Senate. It was passed unanimously. Throughout the past several weeks, bitter debates have raged in the UN General Assembly over the proposed use of the satellite, which will beam over 100 American TV stations throughout the world. The proposal was hailed by President Reagan as a step towards world democracy, but in many other parts of the world, the idea is being denounced as a plunge into the dark ages. Soviet Premier Leonid Brezhnev was quoted last week as saying, "I would prefer a limited nuclear war or AWACS missiles or anything else to this Ajax communications nonsense." After all, a good war may knock some sense into people, but what the hell does a rerun of I Dream of Jeannie do? It is more deadly than nerve gas. In Tehran, thousands of Iranian students marched in the streets, chanting death to Laverne and Shirley while burning an ABC banner. And in Paris, more than 350,000 gathered at the foot of the Eiffel Tower to protest, in the words of one demonstrator, the invasion of American crud. However, their words fell on deaf ears as the Senate tonight unanimously approved the launching of the Ajax satellite, which will bring American television to every home in the world. We'll be speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, one of the few foreign leaders who supports the Ajax satellite, right after this.
Hi, I'm Secretary of the Interior James Watt. You've probably read a lot about me in the papers and about how I want to destroy our nation's environment. Well, I can assure you folks that I am one of the biggest environmentalists around. The trouble is that so many of you are bloated with this anti-nuclear communism stuff that you just can't see what's in front of you. Now, let me explain to you what true environmentalism is all about. Picture a beaver in the wilds of Montana who cuts down a tree and builds himself a dam. That's a nice picture, isn't it? Or picture an ant who spends 3 days moving pieces of sand to build himself a house. That's nice too, isn't it? So how come if a bunch of humans decide to build a dam or a house or a bridge or something, it's suddenly, oh no, they're destroying the wilds of nature? Doesn't that sound kind of stupid? There are probably people in your neighborhood who want to deprive mankind of the right to build houses and factories. But do you think they'd lift a finger to stop the beavers? Oh no, the beaver is a product of nature. Well, what the hell do they think we are? Martians? We're just as much a product of nature as the whooping crane or the pine barren or the snail darter. And everything we do and everything we make is a product of nature. That radio you're listening to, the glasses that I'm wearing on my organic head, they're all a part of nature. So's the Empire State Building and the Clearview Expressway. So I hope you'll join me, James Watt, in my fight to preserve our environment and add more unique wonders to it. Like the 57-story Holiday Inn I'm proposing in the middle of the Redwood Forest. What a natural wonder that would be. Or my ideas for mining all of the Catskill Mountains for crude oil. What a terrific way to show your support for the environment. It's not too late to save our country from underdevelopment. Please help.
With us now on the phone is Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin.
Mr. Begin, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, Mr. Begin. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can, Ted. Can you hear me, too?
Yes, you're coming through fine. Now, what I wanted to ask you tonight in wake of this evening's Senate decision was whether or not you feel your support of the Ajax satellite will further alienate Israel from the rest of the world.
No, I don't think so, Ted, because I believe that many countries are realizing the importance of a strong Israel in today's society. And I'm sure they will understand why we must sometimes take unpopular positions to ensure our survival as a state.
But how does the Ajax satellite beaming 100 American TV stations around the world help ensure the survival of Israel?
Well, for one thing, Ted, it's not quite as bad as everyone says it is. My favorite program right now is I Love Lucy. With this satellite connection, I'll be able to watch it 12 times a day. And that makes me really happy. And when I am happy, people of Israel are happy.
I see.
Yes, and my other point is that to others, it's heavily addictive. Israelis are strong, and they will not succumb to it, but to others, particularly in the Arab world, the effects could be over very, very quick, very quickly. And that, of course, increases our strength.
So you're looking at these American TV stations as a kind of weapon, is that correct?
Ah, precisely, Ted. For example, that lunatic Gaddafi loves to watch Star Trek, and he won't be able to stop either. While he's glued to his television set, we'll be invading his country, and he won't even know it.
Mr. Begin, it's rather interesting that you brought up Colonel Gaddafi, because he happens to be on the other line right now.
Why, you two-timing little bastard. How dare you bamboozle me like that? I have nothing further to say. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Begin. Mr. Begin, are you still there? Well, it appears the Prime Minister has left us. Colonel Gaddafi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Did that creepy little four eyes hang up on you?
Well, if you mean Menachem Begin, I believe so.
Hey, Menachem, if you're out there listening to this, then you better listen to me. I think you stink. You're ugly. You're stupid. And everybody who lives in your stupid country is stupid, too. And every last person in Libya has a message for you crumbs in Israel. You know what that is?
Hello? Colonel Gaddafi, are you there? Hello?
Hello? Hello, I'm sorry, I dropped the telephone.
That's okay. We still have a couple of questions to ask you concerning your regime in Libya. Now, according to a good many groups, your leadership is one of the cruelest and most terrifying of all time. In the face of the overwhelming evidence against you, how do you defend yourself?
Oh, well, I'd love to answer that question, Mr. Copper, but I'm afraid Star Trek is on right now, and I have to go. Goodbye.
Hello?
We've been speaking with Colonel Gaddafi of Libya and Prime Minister Menachem Begin of Israel about the Ajax communications satellite that was approved by the Senate tonight. In a moment, we'll be talking with you, the American people. Stay with us.
Before can happen again.
Frank, look! Our local nuclear power plant is melting down, and nobody can help!
A small town in West Virginia is the scene of a shocking horror as a nuclear plant goes haywire in China Syndrome 2. Alexander Haig is the plant supervisor.
Stop worrying! I have everything under control! This is my plant, and I know what I'm doing! Why are you looking at me like that?
Ralph Nader is the investigative reporter.
I don't know. Sometimes I get the feeling that the entire world is going to blow itself up before I even get the chance to make a name for myself.
And Robert Stockman as the local police chief.
I know we made a deal with the power company not to reveal any of their nasty little secrets to the public, but I've been thinking, don't the people have the right to know? And don't I have the obligation to tell them? And wouldn't that look great on a resume?
The New York Daily News says China's Syndrome 2 may just possibly be one of the best possible films in this uncertain decade, perhaps. Too short and too exciting, claims the New York Post, while the Times raves, long and boring. See this controversial film today, China Syndrome 2, coming soon to a theater near you.
Again, and we're going to be calling up Americans at random to find out their opinions on the passage tonight by the Senate of the Ajax satellite proposition, which will beam over 100 American TV stations to Europe, Asia, Africa, and all sorts of other places. We're going to be calling people all over the country to find out their reactions to this, and we have one on the line now.
This is Ted Copper from NBC News. We're calling to find out your opinion on the passage tonight by the Senate of the Ajax satellite proposition. How do you feel about that?
I'm sorry, I've never heard of it.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Ted Copper from NBC News. I'm calling to find out your opinion of the Ajax satellite proposition, which was passed tonight by the Senate, unanimously, I might add.
That was passed tonight. I didn't realize.
Yes, it was. How do you feel about it, sir?
Well, I feel it's a step forward for mankind, you know, a giant leap, that kind of thing.
In what way?
Well, it'll broaden American television and influence throughout the entire world.
I see. So you think it's a good thing that American TV stations are being spread throughout the world now?
Basically, yes.
Okay, thank you for talking to us.
Well, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, this is Ted Copper from NBC News. I'm calling to find out your opinion on the passage tonight of the Ajax satellite system.
I'm sorry, this is an answering service. Can I leave your message?
No, I'm calling you as a person. Do you have any viewpoints on the passage of the Ajax satellite system tonight by the Senate unanimously?
You don't understand. This is an answering service. I'm only taking messages.
I'm afraid you're evading the question. The point is that we're sending the signals of over 100 TV stations from the United States all over the world. How do you feel about this? Hello? Hello? Hello?
And that's a random sampling of Americans' feelings on this historic day, as the Senate has unanimously approved the bill that would allow for the Ajax satellite to be sent up into the sky to beam over 100 American TV stations throughout the world. For NBC News, this has been Ted Copper. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. To tune in next week at this same time for another hilarious episode of the Bob Newbrain Show.
and Bongo Jam's a speciality.
The staff of the Voice of Long Island would like to apologize for the cut-up version of the Bob Newbrain show that unfortunately appeared tonight. Although it is unlikely that we will ever get another copy of that show in the next 1,000 years, we'll certainly try to come up with something. Again, we are sorry.
Find out that I love was true enough to last.
Seaport. We just come back from Washington, D.C. after covering the recent budget crisis.
As most of you know, the government was officially out of business for a day, and as mandated by law, was required to shut down non-essential services.
What you probably don't know is that the law requires the government under those circumstances to hold a going out of business sale.
We both attended the sale, which was held right in front of the Capitol building. They had all sorts of swell stuff there.
Yeah, like the Mickey Mouse clock that hangs in the Senate chamber, or Gerald Ford's soup fork.
And Richard Nixon's old tape recorder went real cheap because it never did work right. While nobody even looked at the Billy Carter beer can collection.
There were some great bargains to be had if you were interested in buying a particularly old member of Congress. Of course, there wasn't much usable life left in them.
Anyway, the sale's over for the time being. But boy, we're sure looking forward to the next one.
So tune in next time for more hard-hitting journalism on the Bunky and Spunky Report.
Thanks, guys. And be sure to tune in in just a little while for the next exciting episode of the Tripods, after which at 1:55 we have the news, and at 2 o'clock our album side, which is open to you. You can call us up at 246-7901 and request an album side of yours, and we'll try to get it on. It has to be a memorable side, not just a popular one. You know, we want something that's a little bit more subtle, something that may stick in your mind. If you have a reason for wanting it to be played, tell us the reason too, and we'll spread that around. We won't attach your name to it or anything, but we'll try to have the same meaning develop in other people's minds. So call us up, 246-7901, the voice of Long Island. It's 28 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Loving you is like a walk in the park after dark on a warm summer night. Holding you, I know what it's like to be held by a cloud that is gently floating. That you mean so much more to me. Each day comes, pick me away. Gotta do the dishes, make the bed, between the fogles, play the music, pick the cyber, first the guy, go through the market, then my head swings. Oh my God, are you working, are you laughing, I continue photographing, all you look, the way you smile, you're freaking out, you're surprising,
once again. What a wonderful time. Makes me feel like a kid at the fair. Knowing you, as I look in your eyes, I can see all the love that's so tenderly.
I'm Billy Taylor. Please join us when Salsa meets Jazz on NPR's Jazz Alive.
Yeah, nothing like good salsa. Well, Jazz Alive comes your way Saturday night at 10 p.m.
You know who comes on after Jazz Live tomorrow night?
You.
Yeah.
Mike Juhas, filling in for God knows who.
Louis Heckheimer.
Heckheimer. Well, we were saying something about salsa music, and if the folks like salsa music, in addition to hearing Jazz Live tomorrow night, they can hear...
Filipito.
Filipito in the afternoon at 3:30.
Ah,
yeah, all part of the Radio Free Weekend.
Hola.
On USB. And what does Filipito follow? What's that show I keep forgetting?
Can't remember.
They play all this strange Caribbean music, don't they?
That Reggie stuff?
Reggie. No, that's not how you pronounce it.
Raggy? Reggae.
Reggae, yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Was Lester Hughenlow?
That's a funny name.
No, can't be him.
Can't be that, no.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
Lester Hughenlow. 12 noon to 3:30, actually.
Mm-hmm.
All here on USB, part of the huge gala celebration that we have every weekend.
Called Radio Free Weekend.
Yo. It's 1:36 right
and
now.
You know, Lister comes after Pakistani music with Tahira.
Tahira and Pakistani music. Another part of the Radio Free Weekend. We could go all night if we
yes,
wanted.
We can. And don't forget what comes after.
Oh, no.
The Latin Salsa program.
Haitian music.
With Yavoro Mark.
Yo, from 6 to 7. Another part of Radio Free Weekend.
And?
Classical music from 7 to 10.
Okay, so
another part of the Radio Free Weekend.
And while we're on the subject of Sunday morning.
Oh, we're not on the subject of Sunday morning. We didn't even get into Sunday morning.
Sure we are. We were a minute ago.
Okay.
Andy Lish.
From 3 to 7 in the morning.
With Morningstar.
Contemporary spiritual music.
And talk.
As part of the Radio Free Weekend.
Which comes your way each and every weekend, right here on WUSB.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, all scripture is beneficial. And at 7:30, the same program. You want to find out what that is? You got to tune in then, 7 o'clock.
You're going to play the same program twice?
Well, no, it's two different programs with the same title. Two different episodes, you might say.
Oh, I see.
From 7 to 8, actually.
Hey, speaking about different episodes, we got the tripods coming
up. Oh, yes. Let's not ramble on too much like this. But I wanted to tell the folks what I just played before we promoted Jazz Alive. We played Loving You from a bunch of people who all seem to be female. Yes, that's right. They're called Alive. Is that an exclamation point or an L? I can't really make it out because the dot is so tiny. It's either a live L or it's alive with a big exclamation point. What do you think, Mike?
I think it's alive.
You think it's alive? Okay.
Why would you call it alive?
Oh, my God, it's alive.
It's alive.
It's a good name, though.
Yeah.
But it consisted of Barbara Borden on drums, Carolyn Brandy, congas and small percussion, Rhiannon, vocals, Janet Small, acoustic piano, Fender Rhodes, supporting vocals, Suzanne Vincenza, acoustic bass, supporting vocals, Barbara Edwards, artist management, and non-supporting vocals. No, only kidding about that part. That was Alive, yes, Noel, Alive, Loving You on USB. And right now, something from Roki Erickson and the Aliens. No, we don't have Roki Erickson and the Aliens, do we? I'm all confused. What do we have? Oh, yes, here's what we have. We have Failsafe from the album Bravados and Dust on the Mirror. Tripod's coming up. Well, that's Madness off their third album, Day on the Town. And the album is called Seven? Yes, that's what it's called, Seven, even though it's their third album. And we heard from Roki Erickson and the Aliens. The Evil One is the name of that one. The track we heard was Don't Shake Me, Lucifer. On the Voice of Long Island, I'm Eric Corley. Here, along with Mike Uhas, who's around somewhere, getting things all ready for the Tripods, which will be coming your way shortly, right before the news, right before the album side. Be getting all sorts of crazy requests for album sides, and we can do with a couple more, I guess. 246-7901 is our telephone number here at USB. 146, we have 7 degrees Celsius in Stony Brook, 45 on the Fahrenheit scale. And is anybody in the mood to hear something from a long-lost band called The Knack? Well, it's tough. You're going to hear it anyway. New album's called Round Trip. This is called Art War. Y'all.
Thank you.
I'll fade out already, will you? Thank you. Okay, Gary Marek and the Figures died on television from the new album Living in a Movie. And before that, Red Rockers, name of the album's Condition Red, the name of the song. The name of the song was White Law.
Yeah. Okay, I suppose it's my duty to tell you folks that we've ran out of time. We've run out of time. We can't get to the tripods just now. We're going to have to wait until... I guess we'll have to wait until after the 6 o'clock album.
Don't cover yourself up with echoes. Tell the truth.
Sorry. But what was that noise that you just gave me?
I didn't give you any kind of a noise.
Oh. Well, in any event...
Don't try blaming it on me.
Sorry, even though you were the one who caused it.
Stop talking like an electronic person?
Why?
Because that's not fair. Because
you're jealous.
You have to tell the people the bad news in your regular voice. You can't hide from the truth, you know.
What are you trying to do to me, anyway?
I'm not doing anything. These strange noises are happening all by themselves.
Gosh, we better get Frank back up from Florida. In any event, the tripods will be delayed tonight because of the, there's just not enough hours in the clock.
Because of we got so carried away in this rock and roll stuff, you know, but...
Yeah.
Well, blame it on rock and roll.
No, I'm going to blame it on you. That's what I'm going to do. And then why don't we just get into the news?
All
hell with it all.
Yeah, well, all right, we'll get into the news.
Okay.
And we'll get away from you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Secretary of State Haig says he may visit Israel in 2 weeks in another attempt to solve a problem that he and Israeli Foreign Minister Yitzhak Shamir discussed Friday. They talked about Israel's objections to European participation in a Sinai peacekeeping force. The Israelis are upset by recent statements from England, Italy, France, and the Netherlands that the Palestine Liberation Organization should join in Mideast peace talks, and as a result, the Israelis say they don't want those four nations involved in the supervision of the Sinai after Israel withdraws from the territory. Shamir went back to Israel after the day-long meeting, with a Sunday cabinet meeting next on his agenda. There he'll discuss his session with Haig. It's not known whether Haig changed the Israeli officials' mind after European involvement, but both men expressed optimism afterward that the dispute can be resolved. One source says the Europeans would have been completely acceptable to Israel if they hadn't issued the statements about the PLO. A published report says only one of President Reagan's top advisors believes National Security Advisor, Richard Allen, should be allowed to keep his job. That person, says the Washington Post, is Allen's immediate boss, Presidential Counselor Edwin Meese. The Post says Meese thinks no one has presented any evidence that Allen broke any laws in receiving $1,000 from Japanese journalists. Those opposing Allen's continued employment, according to the report in the Post-Saturday editions, and our White House Chief of Staff James Baker and his assistant, Michael Deaver. The paper says First Lady Nancy Reagan also wants Allen out. Allen received the money after he helped to arrange an interview with Mrs. Reagan. Mike?
Over $100,000.
Oh, cut it out.
That's how much money George Bosk is quoted as saying he gave to needy people during his 15 months as a fugitive. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that the money was part of a nearly $2 million the former Brinks guard is charged with stealing last year from an armored car. Bosk, who was arrested last Sunday in San Francisco, is also quoted as saying he never wants to get in trouble again. A judge has ruled that the Los Angeles School District must pay its opponents court costs and lawyers' fees from 4 years of battles over an integration plan. More than $1 million will be paid to minority students and others who challenged the district in court, even though the district eventually won the integration case. Scientists say they've unearthed mankind's oldest known religious shrine, a cave sanctuary containing an altar-like slab and an unusual sculpted stone head. The scientists say the shrine in northern Spain was built by Stone Age men about 14,000 years ago. Now here's a story that ought to interest you, Eric. In Omaha, Nebraska, zoo officials say a gamble has paid off. We should call them up later on. Two white tigers were born Friday in what was called a rare birth. The zoo gambled when it purchased the parents, two yellow tigers, from a circus trainer about 2 years ago. They'd produced white offspring before, but it wasn't known if they could do it again. There are only about 35 white tigers in the world today. The two born Friday go on display in April.
Well, how about that?
How about that?
That's all you have over there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me give you the weather then.
Good.
It'll be partly cloudy, breezy, cooler overnight, low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cool, high around 50. Clear and cool tomorrow night, low in the low 30s. Sunny and cool Sunday, high in the upper 40s.
And right now in Stony Brook, it's 7 degrees.
On the Celsius scale, and that's
44 Fahrenheit?
45 Fahrenheit, actually.
I was close.
Not enough, though.
Yeah.
That's on the Fahrenheit scale here in Stony Brook.
Yeah.
And you are listening to
WUSB
in Stony Brook. And this is The Voice
of Long Island. We've got, actually, I should say The Voice of Long Island. Actually, how come that didn't work? Let's try it this time.
You're trying to put a fancy type of echo in your voice?
Yeah, this machine doesn't seem to be working. The Voice of Long Island. There we go again.
Hello?
Yeah, here I am.
You did that this time.
I did, but that shouldn't have happened, though.
I think what you're doing is you're hitting a certain frequency that sort of triggers something else.
Yeah. How's that frequency?
That's a real nifty one.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's 202. Time for our album side.
The area code of Washington, D.C.
Let's not start that again.
Oh, boy.
But if there is someone you'd like us to call up later on, by all means, give us a call during the album side, and we'll be happy to do it for you. Anyone.
Yeah.
Well,
you can call us and tell us.
It has to be kind of silly anyway. It can't be a totally serious call.
Telephone number is area code 516, which will be during Rob Zeiser's show, 246-7901.
Call us up now.
We're only a phone call away. What's the album side?
Okay, the album side comes from...
A listener.
Yeah, it comes from a listener. It's kind of an obscure band. Known as Jethro Tull.
Yeah, you couldn't get much more obscure than that.
No, that's true, but the album, I have to admit, is not played all that much anywhere else.
Good, so let's play it.
All right, this is side two of a record called Passion Play, A Passion Play. It's got a whole big thing on the inside. First aid facilities in the theater are given by Nurses Limited members who give their services voluntarily. The whole thing's sort of done up as if it was really a play you were going to see.
Uh-huh.
You have to get into the spirit of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Patrons are requested not to smoke in the auditorium. How many albums do you know that say that on the inside? In accordance with the Linwell District Council's regulations and general conditions, A, no obstructions, whether permanent or temporary, shall be allowed in any exit doors, exit ways, whether corridors or staircases, external passageways, gangways, foyers, lobbies, or entrance halls.
Hmm.
B, the safety curtain shall be lowered and raised at least once during the presence of the public at each performance. Latecomers may be asked to wait until a suitable break in the performance.
What is the safety curtain, anyway?
I don't know.
Why are you reading this?
Well, because it's on the album, and it's kind of relevant. Well, not really, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
Throw it away. Yeah, it's gone. All right, we're just going to get into side two.
Why don't you list the songs?
Well, it's just really one act, in a sense.
Oh.
And you know what it's called?
No.
It's called The Story of the Hare Who Lost His Spectacles.
Oh, boy.
Are you and your gang in there ready for this?
That's the crowd at the theater.
Okay, well, they seem very anxious to have the thing begin.
Well, let's get into it.
At 204? I don't even know what the area code for that is.
Let's call up operator to find out.
So let's get into the record side, and the tripods will be coming up right after, straight away, right after this.
Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement. For without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? Wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them, thinking they were
a carrot. No, interrupted Owl, who was wise. I have good eyesight, insight, and foresight. How could an intelligent hare make such a silly mistake? But all the time, Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. A kangaroo were uppy mad at this sort of talk. She thought herself a far superior in intelligence to the others. She was their leader, their guru. She had the answer. Hare, you must go in search of the optician. But then she realized that Hare were completely helpless without his spectacles. And so, Kangaroo loudly proclaimed, I can't send Hare in search of anything. You can, Kangaroo, you can, shouted Newt. You can send him with Owl. Owl had gone to sleep. A newt too much to be stopped by so small a problem. You can take him in your pouch. But alas, Hare was much too big to fit into Kangaroo's pouch. All this time, it had been quite plain to Hare that the others knew nothing about spectacles. For all their tempting ideas, well, Hare didn't care. He spent on his own affairs, and after all, Hare did have a affair.
Souls in Kensington. to beat. Show me a good man, then I'll show you the door. The last hymn is sung and the devil cries more.
Were born surrounding the city.
Well, there we have it. That's our album side for tonight, and we'll let it just click off into oblivion. It's Jethro Tull, A Passion Play, side two of it. Here come the clicks. They're the clicks. The only radio station that lets you hear clicks after the album is all over. Anyway, that's our, what is that? That's our 7 o'clock album side, which we heard at 2 o'clock tonight. You tuned to WUSB. I'm Mike Uhas. Eric Corley's in the other studio. He's busy working with something. And about an hour late. But better late than never, but still better never late. The Tripod Family.
Radio Free Long Island, indoctrination with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting episode of The Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. As we join our friends today, we see Kathy and Howard with their friend Boris, and they're getting closer and closer to the statue and the treasure, but Howard is getting more and more nervous.
Look, Boris, I don't care what you say. I don't want to stay here in these sewers any longer. They're scary. I mean, I can certainly tolerate them, but try to consider what you're putting my wife through.
Oh, I'm okay, Howard. I'm not scared at all.
See? You have poor Kathy so petrified she can't see how frightened she really is.
Mr. Tripod, try to understand we have come such a long way, and the treasure is so very close now.
Is that the only thing that matters to you? Can't you see our lives are in danger if we remain down here?
I can assure you, Mr. Tripod, that nobody's life is in any danger. You should stop behaving so hysterically.
That is all the proof I need. Come on, Kathy, we're getting out of this place.
Oh, I don't know, Howard. I still think that could have been the wind.
Kathy, don't tell me you're all caught up in this treasure nonsense, too.
Oh, no. I want the statue.
I'm leaving this place, and you're coming with me. If you want to stay here, Boris, and look for your treasure, that's fine with me. But we're leaving.
Don't go, Mr. Tripod. You'll never find your way out without my help.
I'll simply go back the way we came. That's easy enough.
But the sewer system does not work that way. You cannot... Oh! Oh, here it is. I have found it.
What? You found the treasure?
Look, Howard, there it is, the statue. Just like the one we broke in Charlie's house.
You mean like the one you broke?
I cannot believe it. Here it is. I am holding the statue. At last.
Boris, you're starting to look kind of strange.
You noticed that too, Howard?
Yeah, sort of an apoplectic type of look.
Like he's in some sort of a trance. I saw the same symptoms on Marcus Welby once.
What happened?
Well, the person got so excited they couldn't speak. It lasted for about 4 days.
Well, that's what seems to be happening here. Boris, can you hear us?
Yes, he just turned his head, Howard.
Yeah, he knows what's going on. He just can't communicate with us.
That's not good for us.
You're right, Kathy. He's the only one who really knows the sewer system. The only way we can get out is if we follow him.
Well, he still knows the way out. He just can't talk to us, that's all. Boris, take us back to where we came from.
Okay, follow him now, Kathy. There he goes. Boy, I can hardly wait to get back outside. I really hate this place. I don't know about you.
I'm just glad we finally got the statue. I can hardly wait till Charlie sees it.
You know, Kathy, I'm afraid there's something you haven't thought about.
What's that, Howard?
Well, you want to bring the statue home, and Boris over here wants the treasure that's inside the statue, right?
Yeah, that's right. So?
Well, I think the only way to get to the treasure is to smash the statue.
Oh, no. Don't say a thing like that, Howard.
I think it's true, Kathy, which means we've been wasting our time again.
Oh, I hope not. I was so looking forward to...
What is it?
Look, straight ahead.
A door? I didn't see that before.
Probably because it was wide open before.
And now it's closing. We're going to have to run to get out.
Come on!
Oh, no. We're too late.
And so our friends appear to be having some difficulty leaving the sewer system of Nice, France, with the valued statue. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Kathy say... That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
welcome once again to Celebrity Cookout. Today's the day after Thanksgiving, and since it's a special edition, we have a very special guest here to talk about turkey leftovers, Mr. Richard Burton.
Hi, Dick. Can we call you Dick?
Sure you can, Bucky and Spooky. Now I hear you fellows want to get rid of some excess turkey.
That's right, Dick. I bet lots of folks all over America are moving closer to their radios right this very second to hear about all the swell ways a famous movie star like you makes leftover turkey.
Well, shall we move over to the kitchen and begin?
Oh, boy!
Yeah. First, we're going to make a turkey a la scotch. Then take some leftover turkey, throw it in a blender, add a bottle of scotch, and voila!
Gee, what next?
Sherry turkey! You take a couple of hunks of leftover turkey, throw it in a blender, and pour in a bottle of sherry, and there you are!
Fascinating! And what's that?
Oh, this is a turkey Alexander! You take a couple of bottles of brandy and white creme de menthe, throw it in a blender, and add some ice cubes, pour it in a glass, and throw in a leftover drumstick into the glass! Hey, this next one's my favorite, Turkey Jubilee!
Yay!
Yeah, you take a bottle of cognac, pour it in a chafing dish, heat it up, throw in a hunk of turkey and set it on fire. And then you blow out the fire and drink it up.
Sounds swell, Dick. Well, it was really keen having you here, and I'm sure all the folks out there in Radio Land are going to try out all your recipes.
Bye, Dick!
So long, Bunky and Spunky. Thanks for having me on the show.
And now, gang, Bunky and me are going to give you our own very special recipes for Thanksgiving leftovers. So get out those pencils and pay close attention.
They're delicious, nutritious, and easy to prepare. The first one's so simple you don't even have to cook it. Turkey kebabs.
Start with some nice cubes of turkey. Then get out your festive skewers and alternate the turkey with chunks of Velveeta, fresh marshmallows, and slices of Spam! Your family will really gobble it up!
Here we have turkey parfait. Take some finely chopped turkey and layer it in a tall parfait glass with butter brickle ice cream and hot fudge sauce. Now this one needs a grown-up supervision because you use the oven for turkey cookies.
Yeah, but the rest is easy. Just substitute chopped turkey for the walnuts in any Toll House cookie recipe and eat them up.
So have fun with your leftover turkey and see you next time
on Celebrity Cookout! Spam, 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 spam!
This is spam over here, Brad.
Wow, what a strange bunch of people those were.
Yeah, Bunky and Spunky. You know, they're pretty strange to begin with.
Who could have spam for Thanksgiving?
They could.
Yes, that's true. And deservedly so.
Deservedly so.
Well, we've heard from the tripods, we've heard from Bunky and Spunky, we've heard from just about everybody we can hear from.
No, we haven't.
Who haven't we heard from?
Joe Slobotnik.
Joe Slobotnik. Do you know who Joe Slobotnik was? That name really sort of tumbles off your tongue.
Yeah, wipe your face off, would you? Now, who is Joe Slobotnik?
Well, Joe S. was a hero of Charlie Brown's. If you ever read the comic Peanuts.
No.
You never read that?
No, I never did.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm not kidding.
How could you be a person and not read that comic? That was so in the 60s.
I always used to read Mama and Miss Peach.
Yeah, but those ones are the same every day.
Well, they were, like, quite similar each time.
Well, you have only four... Let's take one like Mama or something. You got four characters. You got the three kids, and you got the mother.
And you also have...
occasional guest appearances by the in-laws.
Wife, Tina.
Okay.
And you have... No, there's no occasional appearances by the in-laws. There's Friends of Mother Hobbs. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things.
All right, but the whole thing revolves around one theme, mainly... how much of a pain it is to raise kids or have them grow up and take money from you and all that kind
of stuff. And, of course, you've got what's-your-name's useless boyfriends and Francis's useless girlfriends.
Right, but what I'm saying is a cartoon like Peanuts with Charlie Brown and Snoopy and Linus and Schroeder and Lucy, they have so many different characters going around.
Like Slobotnik.
Right, and they have these crazy names that surface in there every now and then. Joe Slobotnik was one that stuck in my mind. for the simple reason that it was the hero of Charlie Brown. He was a terrible baseball player.
Uh-huh.
He kept getting sent down to the minor leagues constantly. But all Charlie Brown wanted out of life was to have a baseball card with Joe Slobotnik's name. And one time he bought $15 worth of baseball cards. He tore up the entire thing in the street, left a big pile, and couldn't find one Joe Slobotnik. And then Lucy, right after him, bought a penny's worth of bubblegum and got a Joe Slobotnik, and she wouldn't trade it for anything.
It's kind of like the old slot machine syndrome.
Yeah, I guess you could find moral implications in that somewhere.
Or immoral implications.
But the whole point is, we have this name, Joe Slobotnik, okay? And what are we going to do with that name, Mike?
Well, we're going to see if we can't get a hold of him in Honolulu.
All right. Dialing some numbers totally at random, we're going to see if we can get a person-to-person connection with Mr. Slobotnik.
Yeah, this is good. I'd like to see how you do this, too, by the way.
All right.
Why don't you talk a little bit while I dial the number?
All right. And Mike Juhas is currently dialing up Honolulu. What are the chances of getting a hold of a Joe Slobotnik by dialing numbers totally at random? One never knows until one tries. Does one? Well, 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 it's the voice of Long Island, the only program in the world that does things like this. And for a good reason.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mr. Salton. Hello?
Yes, operator, we're making a person-to-person... Hello? I thought you were going to do the talking.
No, I said it'd be nice to see how you were going to do this.
Well, I did the talking that time, you did the talking this time.
Wrong. I'll let you do it this time.
Well, I should be sitting in that chair then.
Well, you can talk into that thing. It's no big deal. I'd crack up if I had to say Slobotnik, though. That's the only thing.
All right, well, who should I say I am?
Somebody, Jerome Slotsberg.
She's never going to believe that.
Well, why don't you say you're Eric?
Will she believe that?
Nah, that sounds kind of senseless. Why don't you say you're Rich Koch or something?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'll say I'm you.
No, you don't have to say you're you.
I'll say that anyway. All right, dial up the number again. We'll try it one more time.
Who are you going to say you were?
I'll just say my name's Mike.
Okay.
Picture it as a compliment, you know? Fulfilling my lifelong ambition.
Yeah.
To be Mike Juhas. Think how much fun that must be, kids. To be Mike Juhas. To wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm Mike Juhas. What am I going to do today? You have to go over to your Mike Juhas job and drive your Mike Juhas car. Listen to your Mike Juhas tape recorder in your car. There are all sorts of Mike Juhas things
player.
To do throughout the day.
Here we go.
Good morning, Mrs. Olson.
Yes, hi. I'm making a person-to-person call to a Joe Slobotnik.
Thank
from
you.
Mike. Thank you.
Collect. That's collect operator.
Oh, okay. What is your name?
My name's Mike.
Who are you?
Mike.
Ike? Mike?
Yeah.
Hello?
I have a collect call for Joe Slobotnik from Mike.
Oh, that's the wrong number.
Is this 2615791?
Yes, it is. Who's the phone call for?
Would you pronounce the party's name that you're calling, sir?
Yeah, that was Joe Slobotnik.
Slobotnik?
No, sir. Or no, ma'am. Sorry.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, sorry to bother you.
Sorry for the ring. I'm terribly sorry, operator. I'm going to have to check that number again.
Okay.
Sorry,
bye.
Mrs. Olson.
Okay.
Bye.
Love your coffee. Is that what she says? Mrs. Olson? What's she doing?
No, that's Cora.
No, Mrs. Olson sells coffee, too.
Oh, really?
I don't know what brand it is. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
But it's the mountain-grown kind. You've
yeah,
never seen that?
That's Fogey's coffee, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. But Mrs. Olson sells that. We forgot to mention where we were calling. That's the whole funny point about this thing. It's Hawaii.
Yeah, we did mention that.
Did we?
Yeah.
And the time, we're not waking people up. It's only like 9:30, 9:45 over there.
Yeah.
So we're not being overly cruel. It's
yeah.
interesting to see the reaction of certain people when they are faced with a situation like that. How do they How do they deal with it?
How would Mrs. Olson deal with us twice in a row, though?
That's weird we got the same one twice in a row.
Remember the time you got Mr. Pinto twice?
Mr. Pinto, yeah, that was the day when we revealed an area code to the telephone company that they didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Over the air.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, Mr. Pinto.
He was kind of upset about that.
No, he wasn't. I think he took that quite well, actually.
He was upset at first when he realized it was me again.
Yeah. But then he realized that since it was you, you know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unlike anybody out there who's listening to this right now. Because,
yeah, that's true, too.
They would have had to have heard the show when we revealed the 706 area code.
Yeah.
Which leads to Mexico.
That's true. And now all the operators know that it is in effect.
Yeah, they've been told since then.
Yeah.
They must have heard the radio program. Well, do you want to try this one more time with a different number, and hopefully we won't get Mrs. Olson again?
Well, I think the chances are very good that we'll get Mrs. Olson again.
Why? Is there only one operator on duty tonight?
It could be. If we got her twice in a row, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, she honestly believes that, you know, we made an honest mistake, which we did, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find Joe Slobotnik. We just don't have a phone book. So we're eliminating all possible numbers.
We're trying every single number one by one.
And if we get Joe Slobotnik, we'll certainly talk to him.
You want to try it again? Which
one more time.
What area code should I use?
Same area code.
No, different area code.
No, we know he's in Hawaii somewhere.
Oh, that's true. That is right.
And the reason we're calling so late, you know,
it's because he is in Hawaii.
Right.
Oh.
Otherwise, we'd wake people up, and that's not nice. That's not in the tradition of the voice of Long Island.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let you do all the talking. How about if we call up Hawaii Information? I think that would be a little bit safer and ask them for the number of Joe Slobotnik. That's probably the best idea.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, because then we'd be giving out his number to all the people.
Well, we'll scramble it before it goes out over the air.
I don't know about that.
Okay. That's what we'll do.
All right.
Okay. Dialing for Nichols.
There they go. We still have that zoo in Reykjavik, Iceland that we have to contact one of these days.
I believe it's in Honolulu I'm looking for. I'm looking for the number of a Joe Slobotnik, and I'm not exactly sure on the spelling of his name. It's probably S-H-L-O-B-N-O-T-I-C-K, although it could be S-C-H-L-O.
Could it be S-H-O-B as in boy? Is that what you're saying?
No, it would be S... No, I'm sorry, operator. It would be S-H-L-O-B-O-T-N-I-C-K.
Are you saying V as in Victor Slobnik or Slobnik?
It's Slobotnik. You're getting me confused. No, it's...
Is there a B or V in it?
It's a B. It's a B like in boy. S-H-L-O-B-N-I-T-C-K. I think. And there may be a C in there. It's probably S-H-L-O-B-N-I-T. Oh, I'm confused now. Could you just try that, please? Thank you.
Oh, my poor thing.
So both
No, it's S... Could you try S-H-L-O-B-N-I-T-C-K?
B as in boy?
Right.
T-C-K.
I tried that, but I don't show anything that looks like that name.
Oh, boy.
What's the first name?
It would be Joseph.
Joe.
Joseph for a name like that? Last name?
Yeah. Well, you know, his parents were immigrants, and they wanted to Americanize as much as they possibly could, so they named him Joe. By the way, what's the weather there tonight?
Well, I believe it was pretty windy.
Oh, really? And the temperature?
Gee, I don't know.
Oh.
It was supposed to get down to the lower 80s or 70s.
Ooh, a cold
high
wave.
70s.
Gee, we're calling from New York, and it's really cold here. Well, I mean, it's like 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
I guess that's the land of the perpetual suntan, huh? Did you find anything, S-C-H-L-O-B-N-I-T-C-K?
Well, I'm looking under S-C-H-L, anything beginning like that for a first name, Joe or Joseph, but
yeah.
There's nothing that looks like that last name for the first name.
Oh, no.
It is quite a sight.
Hmm. Oh, are you on all computered or something over there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez.
Hmm.
Oh, gosh. And, well... Would it be a perchance that he'd be on a different island?
Could be. Do you have a town that he might be in?
No, I really don't. I was under the impression that he was in Honolulu, but I'm not really too familiar with the geography in Hawaii.
What's the second largest city over there?
City or island?
City.
I'm checking by island, that's why.
Uh-huh, because I know he lives in the city. At least I think he does.
Well, in Honolulu, that's the island of Oahu. I'm checking for the whole island itself.
Oh, and then what would be the second largest island?
Well, actually, Hawaii Island is the largest,
uh-huh.
But mostly populated would be Oahu.
Ooh. Oahu. Aua.
Do you have an island, Maui?
Yes, I do.
Could you check that, please? I really hate to be putting you through all this, but it's...
Well, I just skipped over it, and there wasn't anything beginning with S-C-H-L.
Oh, no.
S-H-L for that first name.
Gosh.
Lord almighty, what is we going to do?
Okay, operator, I think we're pretty stuck then. Well...
Can you pronounce the last name again?
Yeah, Shlobotnik.
Did that rather well.
How else would they spell it?
Operators can be so helpful.
Didn't whitewash that one.
I guess that's the only two beginnings it could be, right? S-C-H-L and S-H-L.
That's what I kind of figured, too.
Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to chalk up a failure here. All right, well, thank you for your help.
Okay.
Well, have a good evening. What's left of it then, operator?
Right, you too.
Okay, and happy holidays to you.
Right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So.
Would you assume from that there is no...
Joe Shlobotnik.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Even if they're not listed, they know that they're not listed, and they say that number is unlisted.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of sad.
It is.
So now there's no way we can speak to a Joe Shlobotnik.
There is no way.
If you know of a Joe Shlobotnik that you'd like us to talk to, as a public service, please get in touch with us, because we've always wanted to talk to one.
Yes, and we are in the area code 516-246-7901.
90.1 style, you know?
Oh. Thank you.
Yet be connected.
Huh, how do you like that?
Oh, that's strange.
That's an interesting one.
I never heard that message before.
Yeah. Well, what do you say?
It's been fun.
It's been real fun.
It's been funny.
Yeah. Well,
it's been scary.
Yep. It's midnight, and you know what time that is.
No.
Stardate.
Oh, no, I guess it isn't.
It's time for Stardate.
Can't do that. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. Rob Zeiser's up next. A few minutes, I guess.
That's right. It's time for us to be kind of moseying on out of here.
It is 3 o'clock. You're tuned to WUSB.
Stony Brook.
I'm Mike Uhas.
And I'm Eric Corley.
And together we're here for 3 hours of sheer lunacy. Let me just read the card. Let me just read what it says.
Where's our outro theme?
Well, that's coming up in just a second. Well, there's a pink card in here that the program director wrote up. I'll read it to you. Join Mike Uhas and Eric Corley every Friday night, Saturday morning at 12.02 a.m. for 3 hours of sheer lunacy on The Voice of Long Island. What can happen is anyone's guest, interviews with strange and our famous people, phone-ins, unusual music, stimulating conversations, episodes of the Tripod Family, memorable album signs, crazy telephone calls, comedy sketches, bunky and spunky, etc. So, and people falling downstairs. That's the program director who just fell down. So tune in to The Voice of Long Island, the program that steps on the foot of authority.
Oh, I heard.
Sounds like Uncle Jonathan there. Well, Eric, it's been real fun. It's about time to get out of here.
I'd say so.
So let's just get out of here.
Let's just get out of here.
Okay.
Out of bed, at 8 a.m. Out my head, by 10:30. Out with mates, and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk, and I can't walk. But I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go. At the local, no. When my feet go through the door, I know what time right on is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night, and I go home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night, and I go home on Saturday morning. I like to venture into town. I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed, the bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party have saved the night. Feed themselves from drunken stacks. Having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. Thank you.
trouble if you don't want to get in trouble. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Well, let me tell you people what a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with a false pretense. Make out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When a liar takes a notion to bend the truth, he lay around his neighbors to get the news. Nearly every day when you look out, you can see that liar coming to your house. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. He'll tell you such a lie to surprise your mind. Mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he finds out, you believe what he says. Then that liar's gonna have his way. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When everything is in a perfect peace, here comes that liar with his deceit. When he gets his business to fix just right, then that liar's gonna cause a fight. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. He'll make out like he loves you so well. Everything he hears, he must come and tell. Let me tell you, sister, if you only knew what a dirt somebody said about you. He studies up a lie, tells it so smooth. Think absolutely that it must be true. He urge you out to trace the tale. If you don't mind, you'll be put in jail. Hypocrite liar, boss kicks up a fuss. They're both very bad, but the liars are worse. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
Excuse me, from the street to upstairs, before you come, and a quick reminder to say, this coming Friday, I'm please gonna roll it up down. You been seeing my number one sound round town, and it's a Friday evening. Bim! The people just died of working.
Come on, I'm a robot of evil. Bim, 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 bim,
over again.
Came home from the beach, we just got the time of day.
Play for the band that keep them alive. Play this coming, them off you jump and dip. Play LP, that I'm really love me. But it's a dance and a free, them off you jump and free. In a the party, the rubber dump party. In a the rubber dump party. And if you got to the microphone, Johnson. If you got to the microphone, Johnson. And this one of our murderer. Long murder. Bang, rubam, didn't get. Shanto de, the girl shanto de. Shanto de, and a roots rock reggae. Shanto de, the girl shanto de. Shanto de, and a roots rock reggae. Skew baba doom doom de. Skew baba doom doom de. Say what you really wanna say. I simply do what you really wanna do. Price down, please, and artist. Can I be dreading no check and keen artist? Price down, please, and artist. Can I be dreading no check and keen artist? You baba room, room, day. Yeah, baba room, room, day. Cause I'm a sitting under that sound today. I think with the sister Carlton. Slam, bang, rubam, ke. Slam, bang, rubam, ke. Dance to the little girl, dance to the. So dance to the Anna Rosa reggae. When you hear the beat, you have to wiggle up your head. When you hear the beat, you have to wiggle up your head. And when you hear the art, you rock and come on. You hear the guitar, you buy your keyboard. You hear the piano, you rock it by your son. You hear the organ, and then you know we are the gaga. Slam, bang, you bang, eh.